This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now over to Annie Baxter, a reporter on the Marketplace Schadenfreude desk, with news the Internal Revenue Service is expecting what they see as a miserable year. Big funding and staffing cuts, new mandates, and the last-minute extension of several dozen tax breaks are making things complicated for the IRS.
There was a concern the 2015 tax filing season might start late. Not so. It'll begin January 20th. That's the good news at the IRS. It all kind of goes south from there.
We're very concerned that we may only be able to answer about 50% of the calls that come in.
That's Anthony Burke, an IRS spokesman. He says funding cuts have forced the agency to shed about 13,000 workers since 2010, and reductions will continue this year when the agency absorbs a budget cut of $346 million. That means fewer people manning the phones on tax day and fewer agents auditing possible tax cheaters.
They're going to be handling more issues with fewer resources.
That's Kelly Phillips Erb, a tax attorney. She says one of those big issues is the Affordable Care Act's individual health insurance mandate.
Those folks who are subject to the health care credits, they're going to have to figure, did I get enough credit? Do I have to pay something back?
The IRS says one way to avoid confusion is to file electronically, as the software can help you figure all that out. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.